You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
Just over 2.5 million passengers passing through U.S. airport checkpoints yesterday, Sunday, according to TSA data. That's the most in a single day since before the COVID-19 pandemic, and up about 4.5% from the same day last year, again, according to the TSA. Still, the one-day tally fell about 11% shy of the same figure back in 2019 when 2.88 million travelers were screened. But bottom line, Mike, there's a lot going on. People are traveling.
Absolutely. Still seems like a lot of pent-up demand. You know, people who canceled vacations and visits to their family during the pandemic, really trying to still get them in now. So I don't know. It's good time to travel, I guess.
All right. Well, let's see what our next guest has to say about that. Priceline CEO Brett Keller joining us via Zoom from Norwalk, Connecticut. Priceline, of course, a subsidiary of the publicly held Booking Holdings. Brett, good to have you here on Bloomberg Business Week. Tell us about the activity that you guys are seeing. Have you been traveling a lot lately?
Yes, I have actually. I just got back late last night from a trip out west. The plane was completely packed. You know, a little bit of a delay coming into New York, but overall, you know, the Thanksgiving period of travel across the country was very smooth.
You know, Brett, obviously inflation's been the hot topic all year. I'm wondering what you're seeing as far as prices in the travel, hotel, airfare, that sort of thing. Are they rising as much as, you know, CPI would suggest, something like 7-8%?
Actually, a little hotter than that. Depends on, you know, whether you're booking a flight or booking a hotel, but they're both up. On the hotel side, you know, prices up 7-8% versus where they were a year ago today. So a little less than the CPI. But when you look at flights, you know, they're closer to 15-20%, especially if you're flying overseas. So with the cost of jet fuel, you know, really up 50% where it was a year ago, that's pushing prices higher along with labor costs. And consumers seem to be shaking off those higher prices. They continue to prioritize travel over other purchases and are really hitting the road. So here at Priceline, you know, we're really seeing good, healthy travel demand. October actually accelerated from where it was in August and September. And as we look into next year, patterns seem to be holding up, at least so far.
So are we back at 2019 levels based on what you're seeing off your platform, Brett?
Yeah, we're very close on the hotel front. If you just look at industry data broadly for the hotel category, you know, their occupancy rates are just about where they were in 2019, maybe a percentage point below, but very healthy. On the flight side, even higher, in the 90s in terms of, you know, seat capacity utilization. So things look pretty good in the industry right now. And, you know, consumers no longer have any COVID concerns, especially here in domestic travel in the U.S. And we're seeing a really strong demand into Europe and now starting into Asia as they've lifted restrictions there.
Let me just to follow on that. So I am always curious, Brett, on a platform like yours, I mean, how much visibility do you have looking out? Is it a couple of months? Is it 6 months? Is it 12 months? What kind of visibility do you have in terms of what the environment might be for travel heading into 2023?
Sure. Well, the average booking window for a consumer booking, you know, out into the future is usually pretty close in, 2-3 to 4 weeks. That's really where most of the bookings happen. But we do see, you know, well into the future, people will book out 2, 3, and 4 months for certain types of vacations. And so that's a good proxy for what we're seeing. And so far, that data looks pretty good. Things are still relatively healthy as we look into the future, into first quarter of next year. So, you know, demand, again, appears to be holding up, and we'll see where it goes from there. But so far, we're happy with how things are playing out in the travel space.
You know, Brett, I think probably a lot of listeners hit your site looking for a deal, of course. You know, are any tips on how to save a few bucks in this holiday season, considering prices of everything are higher? Are there any sort of tricks of the trade you could share with us?
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, this is why Priceline was founded, you know, 25 years ago, was to help consumers navigate a very complex space and find savings. So when you think about ways to save money today in this really high-priced environment, one is you really need to avoid these high peak travel dates if your schedule allows. And more consumers are able to do that now. So, for example, with the upcoming holidays, try your best not to fly on the 23rd and the 27th, right before and right after a Christmas holiday or the day after New Year's Day. Really try and push that out a couple of days. You can save 15 to 20% because they really optimally price for those dates from the airline side. A second way is on a site like Priceline, you can book with mixed carriers. So you can fly out on one airline, fly back on another. That can typically deliver you anywhere from 5 to 10% off of what you would pay if you flew out and back on the same carrier. So by mixing and matching carriers, you can save money. And a third is to package, right? And bundle your bookings together. So if you're going to book a hotel and a flight, bundle those together. You will save money because we have access to specially negotiated rates that can only be used in that bundled experience. And that does deliver real value up to, you know, a couple of hundred dollars a trip when you really are thoughtful about destinations and how you book those together.
You guys do have lots of data. You can see in real time, like what's interesting to people. What are the most popular flights that people are booking right now?
Well, you know, coming out of 2021, consumers really stayed close to home and many of them were not really even leaving the country. And so we've seen big markets really start to open up this year, especially for Christmas and New Year's. So New York, Atlanta, Las Vegas, LA, all very, very top of the charts right now. Also Orlando, that's always been a number one or number two market for us in particular, but really for the country. And it continues to be a top market for consumers. But what we're seeing a lot more the second half of 2022 is people are leaving the US to travel overseas. And when you look at where they're going in Europe, obviously London is a big market, but they're also heading into many other interesting destinations there and a few now moving into Asia. But really for the holiday period, warm destinations are at the top of the list. Locations like Cancun, Jamaica, Dominican Republic are very, very appealing to consumers just looking to get a break and get some sunshine.
A colleague of ours here said, yep, we just came back from Jamaica. And I have to say, our producer, Paul Brennan, actually over in Madrid with his family, spending Thanksgiving there. And so, yeah, people, Mike, are out and about, and they're getting out of the U.S.
I'll take any of those destinations, I think, at this point.
Yes, yes, and yes.
Hot sand, a golf course, a swimming pool, one of those drinks with the umbrella. But Brett, you know, it's such an unusual economic environment that we're in right now. We have high inflation, but super low unemployment. Everyone's worried about a recession. I'm wondering which of those variables matter the most to your business. You know, is it unemployment? Is it GDP? Is it inflation? Is, you know, my guess is unemployment is probably the main thing that would sort of be a headwind to travel. Is that a fair assumption?
Yeah, I think that's a fair assumption. I've been in the industry for over 25 years. You know, we went through this back in 08, and travel is a very resilient category. People, you know, seem to prioritize that. They always want to have that opportunity to visit family, to take a break. And so, you know, if you're unemployed, obviously that makes it very, very challenging to pull together the dollars that's required to take a trip like this. But what people will typically do if they're constrained is they'll start to, you know, modify how they travel. They may drive instead of fly. They may, you know, drop down a star category. They'll find ways to save money, but still take that trip. And we're not necessarily seeing that trade down happen yet, but certainly that's what consumers may, you know, end up doing if they're really pressed for cash.
Brett, we spend, I feel like, every day in and out here at Bloomberg because of the upcoming Fed meeting, because of the Fed conversations, because of Jay Powell speaking this week. We talk about, you know, the prospect of a recession, whether it will be shallow, whether it will be deep, whether the Fed will overdo it. What's the conversations, constructive conversations you guys are having at Priceline when it comes to the economic outlook and the possibility of a recession?
Sure. Well, that's obviously on everyone's mind here as well as we read the news and everything that's going on in the category.
Right.
What's interesting, though, is so far, the hotel chains, the major airlines, they are all signaling good, strong, healthy demand for their product. And a lot of that obviously is because of consumers not being able to travel for really a good year and a half. And so that's propelling travel forward. And, you know, when you think about what consumers are looking to do with whatever extra cash they have, they are prioritizing this now over really commodities. So, you know, as we think about a recession, we're thinking, yeah, this could be obviously harmful to the industry longer term, but we just don't see that. And historically, when you look back to 08, it weathered that very, very well as well. So we're very optimistic about the next couple of years, even in the face of what could be, you know, a recession. But, you know, you can't predict the future anymore. It's becoming a bit too challenging.
You know, Brett, quickly, I was looking at some of the notes you sent us before the show, and cruises, the price you gave, the low price for a cruise ship per night made my eyes pop out. Is that a typo? $70 a night you can go on a cruise for?
No, that's absolutely an accurate figure.
Wow.
In fact, you know, that's one of, and most people don't know this, it is one of the most cost-effective vacations there are, because it typically includes obviously food and beverage as well. So you bring that together, it's a really nice vacation. Now you have to get yourself to a cruise port, but there are ways to either drive there or find a cheap flight to get you there to then get you onto that cruise line. And now, you know, the cruise lines obviously had a tough time through COVID and continue to have a lot of excess capacity, more so than many of the other travel categories.
Right.
So they're really rolling out the credits and other things to get you onto those ships.
Yeah, I just talked with the CEO and CFO of Royal Caribbean for an upcoming Bloomberg television broadcast, and they seem pretty optimistic about the outlook. They're pretty busy. All right, Brett Keller, thank you so much. CEO at Priceline, joining us via Zoom in Connecticut.
You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Join Bloomberg in San Francisco or virtually on May 7th for The Future Investor, Data-Powered Transformations. This 2024 event series will examine how data is not only playing a pivotal role in investment decisions, but serves as a driving force behind the construction of innovative, investable enterprises. This series is proudly sponsored by Invesco QQQ. Register at BloombergLive.com/futureinvestor/radio.